From Tidbits on July 27th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for July 27th, 2009, written by Doug McLean. Final Cut Pro Studio Update from Apple is a major update to the professional-grade video and audio editing bundle, which includes the new Final Cut Pro 7, Motion 4, Soundtrack Pro 3, Color 1.5, Compressor 3.5, and DVD Studio Pro 4, which hasn't been updated in 4 years. Final Cut Pro 7 sees the addition of 3 new versions of the ProRes codec, which brings faster and higher quality editing capabilities, support for burning projects to Blu-ray discs, and iChat Theater support to make sharing within collaborative efforts easier. Motion 4 adds 3-dimensional shadows and reflections, new depth of field capabilities, and added text tilting tools. Soundtrack Pro 3 adds a new voice level matching option that enables users to ensure the voice levels are consistent throughout a project, an improved audio file editor with drag and drop capabilities, enhanced noise reduction tools, and new multi-track editing tools. A full list of changes is available via Apple's Final Cut Studio page. Apple also dropped the price tag on Final Cut Studio by $300, from $1,299 to $999. The upgrade fee dropped from $499 to $299. iPhoto to Twitter 1.5 from Blue Crowbar Software is the latest version of the iPhoto plugin that lets you share your pictures via Twitter. The update extends the plugin's sharing capabilities. Previously, it worked only with TwitPic and could share only photos, to MobiPicture, an online service that enables you to upload photos and movies once, and then, from there, to share them across a wide swath of social media sites. Sites supported by MobiPictures include Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Flickr, Blogger, Vimeo, WordPress, LiveJournal, Tumblr, Vimeo, Jeku, Hives, and Brightkite. Sandvox 1.6.3 from Corellia Software is a maintenance update to the template-based website creation tool. The latest version provides full support for Safari 4 and Safari 4 WebKit, and preliminary support for Snow Leopard. The update also fixes an issue that occurs when dragging documents directly into a Sandvox document to create new pages, enhances the content of the movie page RSS feeds, improves media handling, and brings Sandvox up to the latest Corellia iMedia Browser Framework. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.